Listener Production. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Time is running out. That is the clear message from the UN's climate report over the Earth probably not meeting the Paris Agreement's target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees within the next decade. Greens leader Adam Bandt says it's a warning shot to Australia, who needs to phase out coal and stop new projects.
Labor is giving the United Nations the middle finger by pressing on with opening coal and gas mines, despite the very clear warning that this will lead to climate collapse.
Credit card spending has hit a record high. Data from the Reserve Bank has found there's been a 17% increase over the year, with spending in January reaching $33.5 billion. Australia is days away from implementing a TikTok ban on government phones. News Corp reports some politicians are using burner phones to access the Chinese-owned app. And Amazon will axe a further 9,000 jobs due to an uncertain economy. The layoffs will affect its streaming service, Twitch. AFL greats have lashed out at the MRO over inconsistent calls in round one. Demon Cozzie Pickett and Crow Shane McAdam were handed different ban lengths, despite their respective bumps appearing similar in nature. Pickett accepted a two-match ban, while McAdam has been sent straight to the tribunal, where he could face up to 3 weeks out. Bernie Vince has told Triple M the league needs to come down hard.
If you're going to take concussion seriously, give these players that are choosing to bump, they need bigger sanctions. Pickett from Melbourne running past the ball, leaving the ground, hitting him in the head. He needs four.
Felice Kaufusi risks not being available for the Battle of Brisbane. The Dolphins enforcer will attempt to have his grade 2 dangerous contact charge downgraded tonight, but if unsuccessful, he will miss 4 games. Triple M's Wendell Saylor says anticipation is already high for Friday night's clash against the Broncos.
Mate, this is going to be everything. I'm excited that Brisbane get a game like this. This is sold out already. It's hard to get tickets.
And David Warner is expected to be fit for the final one day against India.